So we're going to spend a little bit of time this afternoon talking about pricing and valuation. As I think all of us know, valuation in a normal market is not usually something that we need to have a panel presentation discuss, although there are imperfections in any market, and certainly in a market as heterogeneous as residential real estate, there are always imperfections. There's lack of perfect information. There's different information held by buyers and sellers, but by and large, we trust pools of buyers and pools of sellers to establish a clearing price. But that's more difficult in certain kinds of markets. It's more difficult to have confidence in the pricing in a market where we have a lot of volatility, either upward volatility, which we had until not that long ago in many parts of the country, or downward volatility, which everybody here is all too familiar with, or in markets where there are just not a lot of buyers and sellers, so thinly traded markets. And I think one of the reasons that we all have concern about how we arrive at the right value for assets in this marketplace is we have some confluence of all three of those factors. We have a market right now that is thinly trading at best, and to the extent that we have real market data to rely on, historical data, the recent past for much of the country is data from markets with a lot of upward volatility or downward volatility. So how we rely on the numbers that we have, I think, is a real conundrum for lots of us. Today, we're talking about pricing in a very specific context. We're talking about the acquisition of properties from REO portfolios of servicers. But pricing, of course, is something that we're concerned about in a lot of other contexts as well. Individual buyers have concern about whether or not they should have confidence in pricing and may stay out of the market, as we're probably seeing now, if they are concerned that they're overpaying for a property. It's certainly a concern for wholesale purchasers or investors in assets, institutional investors. If there were any other entities out there with a few hundred billion dollars to spend in troubled assets, making sure that we've got confidence that the price is right is a concern for all of us. And one other context that is near and dear to many of the folks in this room but might not be quite as intuitive is when it comes to loss mitigation and foreclosure alternatives. Because the role of the servicer in assessing whether or not to offer a foreclosure alternative or to accept a foreclosure alternative that may be offered by a consumer or his or her advocate ultimately rests on what the net present value of the alternatives at play are. And one of those alternatives, the benchmark for a potentially troubled homeowner, is going to be foreclosure. And so the net present value of that post-foreclosure value for the home is a key benchmark in determining whether or not to accept, for instance, a deed in lieu of foreclosure or a loan modification. So getting that number wrong has a lot of implications for those of you in the room who are trying to help homeowners from losing their homes, as well as for all of you who are trying to figure out how we get the purchase of these assets priced right. The reason that I'm optimistic about this is that it is in the mutual self-interest, I think, of buyers and sellers to help determine methodologies for the accurate pricing of assets in a way that everybody can feel confident in, because if that doesn't happen, transactions aren't going to happen and the market's going to remain stuck. So that's the job of our three distinguished speakers this afternoon to talk about. Let me do a quick introduction and then I'll turn it over to them. First up is my colleague Karen Dinan. Karen is the Assistant Director in Research and Statistics here at the Federal Reserve Board. She has oversight responsibilities for the Household and Real Estate Finance section, and Karen is going to start with a fairly broad overview of some of the macroeconomic concerns that ought to concern all of us in terms of real estate asset pricing and valuation. Next up is Chuck Lavin. Chuck is the president of Forsyth Street Investors. He's also adjunct professor of real estate at Columbia University. As Mary Tingerthal was previewing for us this morning, Chuck has been working on valuation models and some transparent mechanisms to determine asset pricing as part of the National Community Stabilization Trust. And finally, Donna Scheline will round off our panel. Donna is the director of the Homeownership Preservation Office at JPMorgan Chase. She is also, as Faye Schwartz mentioned this morning, one of the co-chairs of the brand new REO and Community Stabilization Committee of Hope Now. And so Donna will be talking about her experience from JPMorgan Chase, but also may be able to say something about some of the broader industry conversations going on this issue. So with that said, let me turn it over to Karen.